CBS.com. Barb and Livingston, the tourist capital number one. Tourist capital number one.
One of my ID, aka Hidden Flair. You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian natural that just means Z and Apple.
Power FM 91.3
KC. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Harvey Kim's wife of a beer hall business. Material lawmaker says systematic partisan distribution of CDF negatively affecting service delivery. South Africa starts mass vaccination program to halt foot and mouth outbreak. Namibia ends Zambia's three-peat dream with late smash and grabbing the COSATA Women's Cup in 14th.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has opposed proposed amendments to the Electoral Process Act, describing some of the suggestions by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, as questionable and potentially harmful to the credibility of elections. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, DPP leader Antonio Mwanza expressed concern over proposals to the removal of the official ballot mark and to discontinue the stamping of ballot papers, arguing that the two safeguards are critical to maintain the authenticity and integrity of the voting process. He said the presence of an official mark and an ECZ stamp on ballot papers assures voters that the ballot is genuine, original, and cannot be fabricated or duplicated. According to Mr. Mwanza, removing these security features risks undermining public confidence in the electoral system. The DPP leader stated that his party is firmly opposed to the proposed changes, warning that weakening election safeguards could fuel suspicion and dispute. Mr. Mwanza further cautions that elections are emotive processes, that disputed outcomes have historically triggered instability in parts of Africa. He stressed that safeguarding credibility is essential and guaranteeing peace, security and national harmony, and he has since called on the ECZ to remain transparent and accountable and to engage citizens meaningfully before implementing reforms that could affect public trust in Zambia's electoral framework.
First past the post, and then we have member proportional representation, so we have changed our electoral system.
Mm-hmm.
But the ECZ is coming up with very questionable suggestions. For instance, they're suggesting that we need, that they want to remove the official ballot mark from the ballot papers.
Mm-hmm.
They also want to stop the stamping of ballot papers. And these two things are very problematic, because the idea of elections is credibility. We want to have elections where you know that this ballot paper is an ECZ ballot. It's authentic, it's original, and it cannot be fabricated. It cannot be duplicated by anybody. And the only way we know that this is an authentic ECZ ballot paper is because it has got an official mark from the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
A 26-year-old woman of Chikamba village in Chief Musungwa's area has allegedly been murdered by her husband in Iteji district. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Monona Malongo has confirmed the incident, which occurred on February 26, 2026, around 23 hours at Basanga Market in Musungwa village. He explained that preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased and her 33-year-old husband were jointly operating a family bar at Wasanga Market when a dispute broke out and escalated into a physical confrontation. Mr. Namalongo said during the altercation, the husband allegedly struck his wife with a plank, causing her to collapse. The development suspected to have led to her death. She was later confirmed dead while the suspect fled the scene immediately after the incident. He further disclosed that palace officials responded to the report and transported the body to Wasanga Clinic. Mr. Namalongo adds that the suspect was later found in a nearby maize field with a serious neck injury. A knife was recovered from the scene and police suspect it was used in an attempt for self-harm. He was then rushed to Wasanga Clinic where he's currently receiving medical attention. Mr. Namalongo stated that investigations into the matter have been instituted and police say further updates will be provided as the case develops. Matera Member of Parliament Mel Sampa raised concerns over the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, alleging partisan distribution of resources and delays in service delivery. Debating in the presidential speech in Parliament, Mr. Sampa referred to President Hakainde Hichilema's remarks, highlighting the decentralization of the Constituency Development Fund resources and delays in delivery. He did say that the equitable distribution of national resources through the enhanced CDF, now pegged at 40 million kwacha per constituency, is questionable. While acknowledging that the intention behind the CDF is commendable, Mr. Sampa argued that its implementation has become politicized, alleging that the funds are released more promptly in constituencies held by the ruling United Party for National Development, while opposition-held areas often experience delays. He further claims that some CDF-related events have been dominated by ruling party cadres, discouraging broader community participation. The Material lawmaker also cited the delayed delivery of an ambulance meant for Material Level 1 Hospital, saying although government announced 8 months ago that an ambulance had been procured and launched at the showgrounds, it has yet to arrive in the constituency. The ambulance Mr. Sampa referred to is part of the 119 ambulances flagged off by President Hakainde Hichilema in September 2025 at the Lusaka showgrounds under the CDF health component aimed at improving emergency health services across constituencies. Mr. Sampa questioned why the vehicle has not been delivered to Matero months after the official launch, saying residents are still waiting for improved emergency response services.
Yes, that's where I come in. And this letter when you said how it's been increased to 40 million in the last 5 years. Madam Speaker, the intention of the CDF has always been good. The implementation is what has been the problem. CDF has been made partisan. Only the ruling constituencies, that's where money is released timely. For the opposition, we are always a year behind. And even now, CDF events like happened in Chawama, his first CDF event, it's been hijacked by party cadres of the UPND. They come with party cadres wearing red, and they chase anybody else. For some of us, we don't even go to those CDF because they've been politicized.
In entertainment news, Zambian artist Steven Mwelwa, popularly known as Rooster, says the country's music industry is on the right path despite criticism that local musicians lack originality and struggle to make money from their craft. Speaking in an interview on the Power Breakfast Show, Power FM, Rooster dismissed claims that Zambian artists are merely copying foreign sounds such as Amapiano and Afrobeat. His remarks come amid ongoing debate about whether Zambia has developed a distinct contemporary sound or is riding on regional trends popularized in countries like Nigeria and South Africa. Rooster, however, insists that Zambia is making significant strides within the broader African music movement. Beyond the sound, Rooster also addressed concerns about the financial sustainability of the music industry, with many artists complaining that revenue from streaming platform is not enough to sustain their brands. Rooster also commended the Zambia Association of Musicians, ZAM, for advocating for artists' welfare and pushing for business protections, including insurance and health support. He called on the government to strengthen policies that safeguard artists' rights and elevate the industry standards, arguing that stronger local backing would enhance the bargaining power of Zambian musicians on the international stage.
The question is, what is Afrobeat?